All right. Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Yes, you have not heard from me in a while. And obviously, there's a big reason on why. I've been very busy here in Long Island, New York, trying to get some stuff done, trying to grow a little bit as a business and grow as a avid member of this community. So, it is now April 27th, 2023. And obviously, since the last time you've heard this podcast, a lot of things have been going on. So let's recap real quick. One, two kids have gotten bigger and smarter. A little too smart, for my opinion. But who wouldn't want kids that are smart, who can think on their own, who get themselves dressed, get themselves food, can pick their own shows, whether it be good for them or not. Either way, they're making decisions and they're learning to find themselves, who they want to be, where they want to go. So as a family, we're very grateful, very happy to have them in our lives because they bring us joy, they bring us laughter, they bring us great new experiences. Because of this new day and age of living, as opposed to us who grew up in the 80s and 90s, it's very, very different times. Sometimes it's a little too different. And for us living in the 80s and 90s, we think about why they're changing a lot of things. But either way, it's a great experience for all. Soccer-wise, well, company's growing a little bit, not a lot. New turnover here and there in terms of what players we get, what clients we get. And luckily, we still have our clientele who stay with us since the beginning and are continuing to striving and succeeding at what they do. Now, it's not easy having a soccer training business here on Long Island with so many other soccer clubs and soccer training businesses doing the same thing. What stands out between me and everybody else? Well, it's a lot has to do with the knowledge that is combined between me and my father, who coach together. And I've learned plenty from that man and plenty from other coaches that have coached me in the past. So I take all that and I try to put it all into one package. Try to look at the small things that players need to grow with, learn from, get better at as they grow into their developmental stages of the game, being able to understand it more psychologically and more mental than just physical. Because obviously when you train and you're repeating exercises, everything gets a little too easy sometimes because you're repeating and repeating and doing the same thing. So then how do we push the envelope a little bit, and how do we make sure that this player is growing so they can actually attain the success that they're doing in a training session on the field? So a lot of it has to do with being accountable. Are you doing the stuff that you have to do on your own? And obviously the way everything's been going around after COVID with all the online training and make sure that the accountability and this and that, like, when we were growing up, we didn't need anybody to hold us accountable other than ourselves, because if we wanted to get somewhere, we needed to put in the work. Now it's like you needed a coach to hold you accountable. Listen, my clients, I hold accountable. I give them their stuff. They submit their videos if they like, but I hold it to their honor code that they're doing what they have to do in order to get better. And I can tell what they're doing if they're not. Because when we just meet each other once a week, so the week prior, try to see what they can do. If they're not doing the stuff that week that I'm asking them to do, then I know they haven't done it. Then pretty much you didn't do the work. Just like homework at school. They give you homework, got to do it. If you don't do it, you're not going to learn the material. So lessons for the day is real simple. Make sure you're doing the work outside of the limelight in the dark where no one is watching. There's nobody there. It's got to be you and yourself, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, your drive. Because it's only you that's going to take you places. People are going to acknowledge you for the success that you have done. But if you're not willing to take yourself there, you're not going to get acknowledged. And we're out.